It's Wednesday, the 13th of January, 8 a.m. and it's lovely. It's cold, very cold. In fact, there's been a frost. Not a heavy frost, but a frost nonetheless. And with what light's here this morning, I can see glistening. Skies appear to be absolutely clear at the moment. I can tell that because the southern sky is a really bright grey. Sun getting a chance to light up the sky at this point, this time. And because it's not overcast, there's much more light, although still only slightly better than half light. But it's a lovely morning. I would have said deep and crisp and even, but there's no snow, so it's not deep, just crisp and even. That was Mrs. Blackbird landing off to my left. And she's found the mincemeat pies my wife put out. Ever since I told my wife that blackbirds love any kind of fruit, doesn't matter what it is, they love fruit, she's been buying up the Christmas mincemeat pies for 10 pence a packet. 10 pence a packet. So she's been bouncing out two at a time over the past few days. And I see there's another brand new box sitting by the back door. You'll get fat, Mrs. Blackbird. I was sort of tempted last night because I haven't had a mincemeat pie in years since I sickened myself off on Christmas. And my wife suggested, why don't you go and get a mincemeat pie with your late tea? I was really tempted, but no. May still be many a year before I pop one of those in my mouth. So I had a pretty good sleep last night. Pretty good. So much so that I didn't really hear the alarm on my sleep app. But having said that, the sleep app has been updated. It is a real sleep app. Some new features and sounds. And the wake up tune has changed. I quite liked the last one, but actually I quite like this one, so I'm just going to leave it. But because my brain was tuned to the last one, it wasn't attuned to this one, so it was probably ringing below my pillow for quite a bit before my brain suddenly realised, hey, it's the alarm, get up, you bugger. But according to the app, I had 17%? Oh, I can't remember. Between sleep and awake, or light sleep and awake. But 52% of deep sleep. I mean, 52% of deep sleep is pretty good. And now I can see that there is some very light cloud to the south, and it's just changing colour to that faint pink. Maybe we're going to get a nice sunrise, though I'm not quite sure when the sun gets up nowadays. It was, what time was it the other day, before it broke the roof line? Oh, 9:20, I think. 9:20. Anyway. So having a good sleep, and I'm feeling good this morning. Off to hospital this morning. I rearranged appointment. It should have been, was it next week or the week after? I can't remember. But I've run out of my medication for my blood. And so I asked for an interim prescription, but the consultant got wind of that. Oh, it's been done before, so it's not a problem. It's not as if it's an issue, but I think the receptionist in the haematology had spoken to my consultant, and he just said, move the appointment forward and get me in to see me today and get my bloods taken, and then he'll give me a full prescription from today. So that's fine. That's fine. So actually, I ran out yesterday, so I don't think that make much difference, or any difference really, to my blood count. And anyway, I'm quite happy to go in this morning, get it done and get it over with. It's not anything serious to go in, but it's just the time, you know, the time you go in and wait to get your bloods taken, and then the time you then sit in the waiting room in your designated area and getting your name called to go in and see the consultant. And then you have to take, or at least, not everyone, but in my circumstances at least, I have to take the prescription myself now, because of issues in the past with prescriptions being lost in the internal mail. Take it down to the pharmacy, which is away at the opposite end and in the basement of the hospital, and then have to wait for a prescription being made up. So time all that happens, you know what, 20 past 9 appointment, I'll have to leave here before 9. I probably won't be back till after 11, possibly 12. So it kind of eats a morning up. The sky's getting brighter in the south, and here, but in the south there's, I can see that there's obviously more light cloud. It's all going, it's like ribs. Like, what is it? Ripples on a beach. I know a song about that. That's what it's like, pink ripples on a beach. Up to the beach, that is. So, it's not that I'm complaining about losing a morning to the hospital, because after all, it's them that's keeping me alive. Simple as that. Staying alive. That tea went cold really quick this morning. Oh, I could stand here all morning and watch that sky change colour. Getting brighter by the, I'd say not by the minute, but by the second. That band, those bands of pink are right along the southern sky. Spring is in the air. With every sad and every sound. Thank the Lord for a dry morning. We've had so much rain recently that we had huge puddles in the drive. Not deep ones, just the expanse. Shallow puddles, but never seen that in the 24 years we've been here. Never before. The ground just couldn't take any more. Shall not take any more, Captain.